Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs Gold winner. Everybody, to the first Saturday in August 2025. Whoa, that brush of wind. Where has this year went? We're already at the end of summer. The days are getting shorter, but have no fear. We've got insurance rates and interest rates that are getting higher and higher. And if you're hearing my voice for the very first time, I am Jay. I'm your friend. You've tuned in to the Home and Mortgage Talk Show, the Jay Garvin Show, right here on KRDO and your favorite podcast platform. This is going to be a very specific conversation that I'm having with just you today. Tune everybody else out, and you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, just by listening to this next 50 minutes. Right here on the Jay Garvin Show. I come to the microphone as a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage. We are personally available and present right in the city of Colorado Springs and the entire Pikes Peak region, as well as the entire state of Colorado. Also, we have a numerous number of states that we help other people in: Tennessee, Florida, Utah, New Mexico. We've had as many as 20 states that we help in the neighboring area, most of them the flyover states between Florida and Colorado. But we venture up to Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, and the likes of those states. So I would love to earn your business with your next purchase or refinance mortgage. That's going to be the topic of today's conversation. So I said I wasn't going to, but with this long conversation we're about to have, I'm going to pop my Saturday morning energy drink. I usually do excess energy drink, but now I'm doing Celsius. Separate conversation, separate radio show. But with the drum roll, Matt, today's conversation, like I stated, between you and I, call me direct at 719-330-1457 to save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in a conversation titled Insurance and Interest Rates Gone Wild. Yep, we're not college girls here, we're not college parties, but we are insurance and interest rate parties, because what has happened with the insurance rates in Colorado and many other states, and then interest rates, the Fed funding and prime interest rates nationwide. So this is a big conversation. I've got a dozen pages of notes from articles and updates and videos and research that I've done on the conversation. But this is how the conversation and our topic today is going to flow. I'm going to go through the top reasons why homeowners insurance in Colorado has been increasing so much in the last 36 months. Then I'm going to take a look, like I often do, how do Colorado homeowners insurance rates fare nationally with other municipals and other states, giving you some pointers on how to save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. And then the second half of the show, I'm going to talk about the continuing conversation of why interest rates, the Fed fund rate under Jerome Powell, replaced Janet Yellen. And both of them are, I believe, just woke, bureaucratic, deep staters. The Fed Reserve has done us few favors over the last 4 years since the Chinese virus and COVID-19 dramatically affected our entire interest rate world in March of 2020. And then I'm going to talk about how the United States fares internationally, and when I see changes coming and how you can prepare. So that's a huge mouthful, but I'm going to start off probably with wind gusts up to 4,000 words per minute, but maybe start out at 2,000 words per minute. So fasten your seatbelts. Like I stated, I am a loan originator. I'm also a proud husband and father. 25 years married this last July, and I now have officially, as of the 20th of August, both children in college, one graduating this year and one starting. This is what I call the crossover gap year of college payments. But also, I am a home investor. My wife and I have 8 houses and 12 properties. And I want to help you in any way that I can, as I have for more than a decade now, since January of 2012, in solving what appears to be some complex issues with interest rates, mortgage, and in this case, insurance rates as well. It all deals with your monthly housing payment if you are a homeowner. And I encourage everybody to be a homeowner. There's generically 64% of all adult Americans are homeowners. I've seen a huge trend this year where I'm helping almost a dozen Gen Z individuals that are 20 to 26-year-olds in their maturity buying houses. The Gen X, my generation, and the millennials are the largest segment of the market, but the millennials are dramatically underrepresented, and that makes sense because they were children that could cognitively assess what was happening to their parents in the Great Recession of 08 when real estate and mortgage led the movement into recession in the United States. And then they were the first-time home buyers while interest rates went down to the blistering, the unbelievable 2.5% to 3.5% range. And those of you that aren't in the economic interest rate following from month to month, we now are at a Fed fund rate between 4.25 and 4.5. That means that your mortgage interest rates are somewhere between 6.5 and 7.5. Your car loans right now are between 7.5% to 10.5%, depending on your credit rating and the automobile that you're buying. And then, of course, this is the most painful, as there is record debt in credit cards right now. Credit card interest payments range from 20 to 25%. And there is over $1.4 trillion of credit card debt out there. So I want to help you solve that. Like I stated, you can give me a call at 719-330-1457. I would love to help you get rid of your unsecured debt like credit card debt, student loan debt. Then you have automobile and mortgage debt that's secured either on a vehicle or a home or a piece of land. 719-330-1457. If you are someone in your golden years out there over the age of 62, I would love to have a conversation with you about a reverse mortgage. It is a trending way in Colorado to help close the gap between your retirement fixed income and the incredible equity you have in your house, and giving you the chance to live in your house and not make a principal and interest mortgage payment in your golden years. So don't go anywhere. Right after my return, we are going to go over some of the significant upward trajectories in insurance costs and why that is occurring right here on the Jay Garvin Show.
Jay Garvin's Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the beef?
Give it up. Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, and I'm your friend. I am a licensed loan originator. My number is 719-330-1457. I am talking all things interest rates and all things homeowners insurance rates today. And I promise you, as I have done this more than a half a dozen times since January of this year, I can save you anywhere from $500 to over $2,500 a year on your insurance rates. I just helped a radio listener and a good friend of mine, David, take his insurance rates on a $405,000 home, where his homeowner's insurance annual premium was $3,600 a year. And through Rick Gillett, a partner on this show, a dedicated farmer's agent, but also he owns an insurance brokerage company, which means that he can get prices from a handful of insurance providers. And he lowered Dave's payments down to $1,264 a year, more than a 60% decrease. Dave went from $260 a month of homeowners insurance down to $100. So that's a 60% savings. I also personally went from $5,100 annual insurance premium down to $2,600. That's a 47% decrease. And I have example after example of decreasing insurance rates. And the bottom line up front, if you can't stick with me to hear the details, if you are paying more than $2,500 a year in homeowners insurance, you should immediately call me at 719-330-1457 and have someone else look at your homeowners insurance policy, the liability, the coverage, and your premiums to include your deductible aspects of your policy. 719-330-1457. But why is all of this happening? Homeowner insurance rates, specifically in Colorado, have had a significant upward trajectory due to these top seven factors. And I'm going to go through them one by one. Number one, there's been, so they state, an increased severity and frequency of weather events in Colorado. We've had everything from recent hailstorms this summer, especially in the southwest of town. My car just got hit. My house got hit, but I made my house as hailproof as possible 5 years ago. In 2020 was the last one that hit the southwest, and then 2018 was the huge one that, Lord help us, took lives in the zoo and knocked out hundreds and thousands of cars and house roofs. So with hail-resistant shutters, with hail-resistant windows, with hail-resistant metal roof, I was able to fare pretty well in this last hailstorm that had hail the size of ping pong balls in the southwest part of town. But there's also been widespread damage through windstorms and through hailstorms. Other states, of course, coastal cities and coastal states have been hit hard with hurricanes and floods. I don't know what the outcome, the most recent, is going to be from the tsunamis in Hawaii, from the earthquake in Russia, but also you have rising construction costs. Now, that also is coupled with reason number six, which is inflation costs, but I'm going to add and go into detail what social inflation has led to, but rising construction costs have been just gigantic, my friends. And this started, and I've been able to predict a lot of things on this show, and I missed this one. In January 2012, I got on the radio in the very first radio show based on demographics, supply and demand, big generation, small generation. You can listen to that podcast. I forecasted that real estate was going to boom in value when you could buy a house in Colorado for $150,000 and change for a starter home. And now all of those homes are $400,000 to $500,000. The median house price back in January of 2012 was $182,000. Now it is $500,000. And we've kind of hit a ceiling, like Bill McAfee with Empire Title, the largest title company in town, would tell you that we have hit a ceiling because of the wage restriction for affordability. That means most people buying houses significantly above $500,000 are transplants coming in from other cities and state. Denver being number one. Colorado is taking in the most individuals from California, more to Denver than Colorado Springs, but there are individuals from New York, Florida, Colorado, Utah, and other states moving in that has driven up the prices. But the rise of construction costs started during COVID-19, the China virus, like our current president would tell you it is, and I agree. With the draconian shutdowns, especially in Denver Metro and Denver County area, somewhere between 5,000 and 8,000 tradesmen, licensed contractors, hopped in their trucks with their tools and left. Many of them never came back. It's common sense. They went to Wyoming, Nebraska, Kansas, Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee, all of the states that were open, and I didn't see this coming, but we lost the lion's share of our affordable blue-collar tradesmen and contractors. That has not returned. That coupled with the inflation that came after the persistent printing of dollars after COVID with the PPP reaction, people unemployed, staying home, not working, money was printed, the cost of products went up, and we have not fully recovered from that. Now we're back down to like 2.1 to 2.3% inflation, but we had months and months and quarters where it was up at 7 to 10%. And those increasing contract costs have come from expensive materials and labor, and that immediately applies to now the replacement value of your house. I called up USAA and asked them why I was going from $4,100 a year to $5,100 a year in annual premium. They said, Captain Garvin's, that was my rank before I retired, we have to have $250,000 of coverage just for the 100% brick exterior of your home because there are not enough tradesmen to replace the brick on your house. It's why more people do stucco homes right now, but that is just one example. Now, the second is the rising construction costs. Number three, and this is broken down into two parts, is increased claim frequency. Because of the severe weather in Colorado, almost consistent hailstorms just in different regions of our Pikes Peak and El Paso County and throughout the entire state, there's just more claims. But I will share with you in a second that part of that is because of disasters. Part of that is because of the change of the social fabric of our state and the legislative fabric of our state. And then number four is wildfire risk. Even though we've not had a disproportionate increase in fire risk because not of the Black Forest or the Colorado Springs fires back a decade ago, but because of the recent fires around Boulder County, the infinite wisdom of the legislative body in Denver, they rose and increased the fire susceptibility zones in all parts of the state throughout the surrounding area, the mountains around Boulder, around Golden, around Colorado Springs, and specifically now up in Woodland Park, Divide, and the entire Front Range. Fire zones in Lake George, I have a cabin that we frequent maybe 3 weeks a year that has a higher premium at $2,900 a year than my house in the Broadmoor. And that's because legislatively they have increased the fire zone risk, and therefore it's near impossible to very difficult at best to get homeowners insurance on a mountain wooded property. There's good and bad things in that. You need to have coverage. There hasn't been necessarily a high frequency of fires, but just a change in the risk rating, which dramatically changed the pricing to annual premiums from companies offering for you. And then you have number six, inflation and social inflation. And I was like,
say what?
Talking about Billy Bob. What is social inflation? And social inflation, I told you about the traditional inflation of the costs of tradesmen and of materials, which are going to settle down, possibly not the labor, but definitely the materials, as we get into more manufacturing and more logging and more drill baby drill, as transportation fuel prices come down, as wood and material prices come down, all of your materials for house improvement and replacement will come down. But social inflation refers to an increase in insurance fraud and litigation and individual claim reporting. So I'm not going to get into the details of this, but I know this to be the fact. In Colorado legislative decisions, in a very progressive supermajority Democrat House in Colorado, you have a big trail of trial attorneys, and I'm experiencing this as we've got a complaint with townhomes I built back in 2021 where people are like, construction wasn't done to our specification, and because Colorado has in excess of a $2 million claim or lawsuit limit, attorneys will just jump on that, and even if there's a settlement that ends up at $50,000 or $300,000, it's worth their time. If you take that exact same liability exposure in Tennessee, you also can get some reimbursement for suspect construction, but it limits out at like $250,000 and keeps everybody both in their claims and their settlements honest, and therefore keeps insurance premiums and costs level and manageable. So let me read that one more time. Social inflation refers to an increased amount of insurance claims, fraud, and litigation. This further exacerbates insurance and insurance company losses. Now, the sixth and seventh is reduction in funding for the reinsurance costs within Colorado and the reduced funding for the reinsurance programs. So I'm going to go into that more in the next segment, and it is going to explain how policies in our state are higher than others. And then I'm going to say, how do we fare to the other 49 states? So don't go anywhere. Call me at 719-330-1457. It's not rocket science what I'm going to recommend you do. If you're paying more than $2,500 a year for your annual insurance premium, I'm going to have you call me at 719-330-1457. I'm going to give you several numbers that you can just get a quote and have a conversation on the renewal month of your policy to see how competitive your current insurance provider is. 719-330-1457. Call me during the break to start your next purchase or refinance transaction or to look up underneath the hood on your current homeowner's insurance rate. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Jay Garvin's Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse, legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Housekeeping? Housekeeping.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am talking about insurance and interest rates gone wild today. This is like crazy town, folks. I got to stop and take a drink of my energy drink. Individuals out there listening like Sheldon, you really positively had an impact on the radio show by calling, even though you had an insurance question and gave a tremendous statement of gratitude for my being on the air. That makes a difference for me. I literally, folks, if you're listening right now, make a decision annually whether I'm going to continue this show. It's been very tough to keep this going during the years of 2022, 2023, 2024, and now 2025 because mortgage activity is down over 60%. At Churchill Mortgage, which we follow a profitable cash-only P&L, profit and loss statement model, have went from 1,000 team members down to 400 team members. Like I'll talk with you later in the show, unlike the Federal Reserve underneath Jay Powell, we have 400 team members in Churchill and over 40 branches, which means that we have, on average, 10 people or less per branch. The Federal Reserve, we help millions of people with all different mortgages and everything. You have the Federal Reserve, headed by Chairman Powell, has 24 branches, something like 12 or 19 regionals, and they have 20,000 employees with like a median income of $150,000, a third of which have doctorates in finance and economics and can't even make a strong determination on an interest rate. With over $100 billion a year in 2023 and just under that at like $70 billion last year in a running loss, and they are the house with the gambling. They print money, they determine the rates, and they can't even keep their own house in order. So it drives me insane to show you how much a political decision can change an industry's standard and volume. But finishing up with my conversation first on homeowners insurance, I talked about reinsurance. And basically what this is, in my understanding, several articles in front of me, is that when a particular company like USAA or Farmers or Allstate or State Farm or whatever it is, Shelter, the list goes on, once they get a premium and accept a policy, in order to limit or mitigate their risk, they will sell to insurance capital providers and they'll establish a reinsurance policy. So you take public or private entities, they will give you some additional risk coverage. They will take some of the premium and then it frees the insurance company to go ahead and get more policies. And if it is a good year legislatively, cost, like we stated with insurance, inflation, with cost of replacement, materials, and labor, they will all share in the profit. But then when there's high claims and high legislative risks and individuals that are submitting fraudulent claims and so forth, the price goes up. The individuals that are partnered with the insurance providers say, hey, because we've helped offset some of the capital you gave us, we are going to have higher reinsurance rates. So in order for Farmers or Allstate to get more policies, they have to give the reinsurance companies more money, their partners, and therefore premiums increase. That's why it's hit in a unequal fashion across the industry. There are some insurance companies that I'm not going to talk about live over the radio that have extremely high renewal premiums because of their reinsurance relationships. So you have to be cognizant of that. And then what do you do with all these factors leading to the upward trajectory of your homeowner's insurance policy? You obviously end up with higher premiums. You now start to get to availability challenges where, like Florida and California, especially after the Palisades fire and hurricanes in Florida, it's almost impossible to get new insurance. There are individuals, this is just a fact, that are having companies like Allstate not renew their policies in Colorado, especially in higher fire risk areas, and people call me, many of them, that are panicking. But this leads also to people have less options, higher insurance premiums, they're underinsured. And what are some things that people do and states do is they have, like Colorado has the Colorado Fair Plan, where basically what this is where you will have, the Fair Plan is the Fair Access to Insurance Requirement Plans, and this hits states hard that are coastal, like Florida, Mississippi, South Carolina, Texas, but there's also inland states like Louisiana and Colorado that are now having these FAIR plans, which is a government-sponsored, created by a legislative body. And there's an overall superficial positive to this, but there's other reasons, such in California, where they put draconian mandated coverage requirements on insurance agents and insurance agencies, where there's no law. They just say, we're going to have our insurance agency leave your state. There's entire billion-dollar insurance companies that will just not insure your home in California because of the way they refuse to mitigate fires in the Palisades and other areas. That's just a fact. Colorado's been very, very good, especially El Paso County and Pikes Peak region, on mitigating so fires don't spread unmitigated. But you do have state-sponsored programs that help people do that. And how, lastly, in this conversation, does Colorado fare for insurance rates? Of all 50 states, I'm going to tell you, here are the top 10 most expensive insurance states in no particular order. Alabama, Florida, Colorado, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nebraska, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Texas. Now, Texas doesn't surprise me, Florida doesn't surprise me, California doesn't surprise me, but Colorado surprises me. There's no more or less insurance claims in Kansas, Louisiana, Nebraska, but Colorado, Oklahoma does not surprise me because of it being in Tornado Alley. The highest insurance state in the country per capita on houses, $300,000 on average, which is low for Colorado, California, New York, stuff like that, is actually Nebraska. The annual median premium in Nebraska is $6,400. In Colorado, it's $3,400, and you can bring that down significantly just from having a conversation with 1 to 3 additional insurance providers. So, with that being said, that's the whole conversation and the run-up. What can you do about your higher insurance premiums? That's the why. The when is now. Getting additional quotes. That's number one. Number two is increasing your deductible from $1,000 to $5,000. Looking closely if your home is overinsured, because 95% of all insurers have overage coverage, which means if USAA insures your house replacement for $500,000, they have 120% overage. which means in any extenuating circumstance, they're going to go up to $600,000, so you might have over coverage, too much coverage, if you've got a $400,000 house, but it's insured for $500,000. So, don't go anywhere. I am going to wrap up the final segment talking about interest rates, the Federal Reserve, and how you can prepare yourself for the coming improvement of interest rates on your home mortgages right here on The Jay Garvin Show. Call me at 719-3301-457 to start your mortgage purchase or refinance questions right now.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up. Wild lion. Wild.
For sticking with me, I am talking about all things insurance and interest rates gone wild today. We have covered homeowners insurance, some of the reasons they've gone up, what states have done, how Colorado rates with others, and then the top three things you can do to improve your insurance rate on your homeowners insurance. Number one, get multiple quotes if your premium is above $2,500. Number two, look at the accuracy of your coverage to make sure you're not overinsured. And number three, depending on your reserves and your financial status, increase your deductibles per occasion of a claim. Now, finishing the last 7 minutes here on interest rates, it's probably no surprise that Jerome Powell, with a 95% prediction on the professional playing field, did not lower the Fed fund rate this whatever it was, last week, Wednesday, on the 29th and 30th. He chose to keep the Fed funding rate between 4.25 and 4.50. Well, that means, folks, that your prime interest rate out there at a local bank still ranges between 6.25 and 6.5%. That is going to be most immediately affecting like a line of equity you have on your house. If you've got a prime interest rate plus 1%, that means that you're going to be at 7.25 to 7.5% interest rate on your line of equity. If you take that plus 20% added to your unsecured credit cards, that means every single one of your credit cards that you are paying interest on monthly ranges somewhere between 20% and 30%, most likely 25%. But on your home interest rate, it's not immediately affected by the Fed funding rate or prime interest rate, but it's indirectly affected by the 10-year treasury rate and mortgage-backed securities. Blah, blah, blah. What does that mean? Interest rates, unless you are paying a discount point, or what we used to call 10 years ago an origination fee of 1 to 2%, your rate will be 6.85 to 7.85%. If you got a 5% interest rate and you bought a new house, that's because the builder helped a buy-down program for you or discount points of 1 to 2 to 3%, $3,000 to $5,000 to $10,000 to buy your interest rate down. If you had someone just buy your house and they said they had a 5% interest rate, they probably spent $10,000 to obtain that interest rate. That's great if they're living in the house for 10 years. That's a stupid decision if you're going to move in 1 to 3 years, like relocation and military. And I just did a closing at Empire Title this week where the closer said, "I cannot believe," quote unquote, "the number of short sales that have been flying into our company." which means they bought the house last year for $500,000. The military or their company is relocating them, and now they cannot sell the house for what they bought it for 12 or 24 months ago, and therefore they are asking their mortgage company to complete a short sale, which means I want you to accept the payoff for the mortgage of $400,000 rather than $500,000. And that affects their credit similar to a foreclosure itself. So there are three additional Fed funding meetings this year. One in September, the 17th and 18th. One in October, right before Halloween, 29th and 30th. And the last one in December, the 10th and the 11th. And with the bottom line up front, if you're just exiting your car, you got to refill your coffee. I believe there's going to be 0.25% decrease in September, 0.5% in October, and another 0.25% in December. That means with the strong economy, with a strong GDP, low inflation, just a tad above 2%, and a solid employment rate, the Fed Reserve and the committee will be inclined, if not forced, to decrease the interest rates in September. And I have some telling news. Even though Jerome Powell made the final decision to keep rates steady, for the first time in 33 years, folks, the Federal Reserve policymakers had two dissenters. We have not had two or more people dissent from the Fed chair's position since 1993. And that is Christopher Waller and Michelle Bauman were governors that opposed and dissented from the Fed's decision. We have strong and relatively low inflation getting at the target rate of 2%. We have a record stock market and the GDP is growing 1.8% year to date. That means we're going to be at a robust 3% or more by the end of the calendar year, where Biden was an anemic 0.8 to 1.6% max. We are going on double of that. And then, of course, employment has been held steady. And before I finish here, I want to show you four blunders that the chairman of the Federal Reserve has done. When he first got into office, actually nominated by Trump in February 2018, the first thing he did is like skyrocketed the rates 0.25 five times and threw cold ice on the economy. Mistake number one. Mistake number two, you remember, transitory inflation. Oh, we don't have a problem in February of 2022 when Biden was in office. And that was a misnomer because then he went third blunder to increase in less than 16 months, 5.25% interest rate, devastated all of the American spending with mortgages, incidentals, and automobiles. And then his third blunder was when he decided to just increase interest rates in 2024, right before the election. And now he's in the middle of blunder number five. And what can you do to prepare for this? If you're going to purchase a home in the next 12 months, the bottom line is start the purchase process now, because when rates go down, supply and demand is going to mean house prices go up. So as I state at the end of every show, folks, go grow and prosper and tell someone close to you that you love them. I appreciate you tuning in to the Jay Garvin Show. 719-330-1457. Call me for your next mortgage loan.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.